This next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Stabbins Den Scams the Scammers, are we costing the scammers money with internet cafe fees? And Agnes doesn't write songs, but she sure likes to write porn. So listen and enjoy.
Each side of this, we're all throwing these little tidbit hooks, trying to keep us going along. On each side, you, me, them.
No, I clearly think you're right. I clearly that has put in my mind. I ain't spending money. Now, that being said, there's a very strong possibility that they are actually spending money in an internet cafe to do this.
Right, and in that case, ring up the charges. Fuck them.
They got it from some lummox, and I'm spending that lummox's money.
We're cutting every bit of that margin. I guess you've got to spend it on internet cafe
now,
fees.
Now, I've been with her. We've been together since the beginning of July.
Right. How long were you with Agnes for?
You mean Flory?
Flory, I'm sorry. A
couple of months.
Well, when did you start with Flory?
I want to say April or something.
All right.
You know, it's hard to keep these relationships going.
Yes.
I mean, with Flory, it was just absurd because she was fucking stupid and we were fighting with each other all the time. But me and Agnes have actually settled into a relationshipy type of mode.
A really relationshipy type of mode.
So it's like, for the purposes of the show, I'm not getting the quality bullshit I need.
I'm surprised she hasn't asked you to fly to Ghana to put two pails at the curb. It's such a relationship.
No, Joe, I did fly to Ghana.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you were there, you didn't. You know, I'm surprised you didn't yell at you and put the garbage out.
I think they keep it in the house.
Okay.
Don't know. I go, did you finish that song you were writing? I really want to see it, even if you can't hear you sing it. I thought she was writing a song. Can I please see it? You mean I should give you the site? I didn't know it was on a site, but sure, send me the link. No, I wrote the lyrics online. Ha, ha, ha. So she's telling me that she wrote the lyrics from somebody. I thought she was actually writing a fucking song, which I thought would be gold for our show.
Yes.
Now, in the beginning of this relationship, in the very, very beginning, she did take somebody else's poem and pass it off as her own, if you recall.
Right. In the very... The old cutty and pasty.
Now, maybe I'm making her find God. Maybe she's trying to be honest. Joe, she...
Well, you did put it in her head. You did put it in her head that, you know, these scammers are bad people, and how could people be like that? You know, maybe...
Trying to save her soul, Joe.
Trying to save a soul.
Honey, I don't write songs. Oh, the other day you told me you were writing lyrics. I only write the lyrics of songs, and I like and teach the kids. Now, teaching the kids might be the bullshit right there.
Mm.
But, yeah, a little honesty from my little liar.
I write the songs that keep the scammers there. I write the songs.
All right. I did not mean I'm writing my own lyrics. So, you know, a little fucking honesty from my girl who my girl with the profile picture of Julia. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My little friend who's not really from England but likes to pretend. That's all right. So I go, I got confused. Sometimes I'm a dummy, LOL. Honey, when will you be going to the court? Segways are for kids.
And that's what she asked you when you go to the court.
So I tell her I'm supposed to go to court next week. So right. I'll have to create some shenanigans. Okay, right. Okay, you have to update everything about it. I'll put it on Facebook, stupid.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean? I mean, you should tell me everything that happens. You want to hear the details? Yeah, I bet you do. Babe, she's going to be saying a lot of terrible things about me. Most of it not true, but still terrible things. This is how marriages end in this country. Or, you know, sometimes the wife says, you know, when we sell this house, fucking gone.
It sounds familiar. Yeah. Mike, I'm going to a retirement community.
Are you sure you want to hear that? Yeah, I want to know what happens in the court. Why? It's going to be brutal. Just want to know what's going on in your life. Want to be there through the good times and bad times. Okay, I will try my best to relay you what's going on. That is very sweet, but I don't want to burden you with bad things. It does not matter to me. I hope she was going for, it's okay.
Yeah.
But the honesty might be, nah, it's fucking fine, stupid. Yeah. I'll get the fucking water down by the river. The life will go on here. I'll fucking milk the yak. You just give me your horse shit.
I'll go down. I'll just milk the yak. Go about my chores.
Find some other asshole. You are mine, hotcake. I go, hotcake. All of a sudden, I think you're writing porn about us.
Hotcake.
I think you thought me, shit cake. LOL.
What?
You think I thought of you in a porn?
I think.
Yeah, darling. Well, I might have some of those thoughts, but it would be a very private movie starring only two people. You and I, she says. Unless you would prefer something else. Anything from you is okay, really. But it should be private. Well, sorry. All our fucking listeners are listening to this horse shit. Of course I never wrote it, but sometimes I have naughty thoughts. Do you? I do have naughty thoughts for you, she says.
Ah.
I might have to help you write... I might have to have you help me write our own personal porno movie. Personal movie. KK, where do you think that will take place? It shouldn't be on a roller coaster. And I actually fucking laughed when she wrote that. I go, absolutely not. Do you want it romantic, dirty, adventurous? What's your pleasure? I'm trying to write some fucking porn here. It depends on how you can do it. What? How can I do it? Do you mean positions? Yeah, and how fast you can do it. Why? Are we on the fucking clock?
Really? Don't you want it to last?
No, apparently not.
Really?
I go, so you like it fast? It depends on how you can make me feel. I can make you feel very good. That much I can promise. Okay. So, do you like to be taken from behind or face to face, I say? Might as well have some fucking fun. Your eyes just lit up. Yeah. Why the fuck not, Joe? I've written porn with this woman. Why not talk dirty to her? I've tried before, but the kid was sitting there eating fucking food. And I'm cooking rice. Anything adventurous, I'm in, she says. Except a roller coaster, LOL. Let me think. What is your fantasy? Because I won't
tell you. Volica, they're just flying out of the roller
coaster.
What? Mommy, I just got covered in some gooey shit as the roller coaster went by. It's a loader coaster.
The loop de goop.
Yeah, the loop de goo.
What about in the stands during a soccer match? Now you tell me. What about the bathroom, she writes. Good girl gone bad, LOL. She's fucking in, dude. She's fucking in.
I think you become a hobby, not a mark.
Well, she's a hobby, too.
Yeah, I think you become a hobby.
I think they look forward to talking to me.
Yes.
As well they should. But this is some good fucking smut from somebody who can't speak English.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, well, if we're going to have this take place in a bathroom, may I suggest a handicap stall?
Because you got a bar in there.
Exactly. She goes, I think you bring the bad side of me.
I
hope so. So, there we are in the bathroom. Tell me how it goes in your mind. I go, you're stalling, my love. Stalling. Get it? Yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.